Director of Phenomenon and Williams.
Yes, ma'am. My name is on Atlantic and Bowling Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I went to Subway sandwich shop and ordered two sandwiches, and I paid almost $12 for the sandwich. I did not get the sandwiches the way that they made to be made the way I wanted to. I brought the sandwiches back up here. The woman didn't tell me that she was going to make my sandwiches over. Okay? She can't tell me that they can't do this, they can't do that. Now, since I'm on the phone with you, they locked the door on me. They got the sandwiches that I paid for inside their store.
Sir.
I'm not leaving here until I get what I paid for. I'm not going to sit and pay $12 or $10 for some sandwiches and don't get what I paid for. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting until you finished yelling at me. You're at Atlantic and
Well, I'm so sorry, man. I'm just upset right now.
Excuse me. Can I call?
I'm on the phone with you. The employee just came up here and locked the freaking door. And they got both of the sandwiches. They did not make right for me inside the store. And we locked the door.
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Excuse me?
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Subway. In front of Texaco.
What is your last
Atlantic
name?
Atlantic and Bowling.
What is your last name?
Sorry for your name.
The number that you're calling from. Before the police will get them over to you.
Thank you.
Jacksonville 911, Hildebrand. 911, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I had called not too long ago. My name is. I got a situation over here with Subway sandwich shop.
Do you have that address, sir?
It's right here on Atlantic and Bowling.
Is it on Atlantic or on Bowling?
It's right on the corner of Atlantic and Bowling Avenue. It's a Texaco gas station. It's right next door to the Texaco gas station.
Okay, so what's going on there?
Well, I ordered two sandwiches, and I asked for everything on one sandwich, and the other one I asked for certain things on the other sandwich. I didn't get what I paid for on the first sandwich that I ordered. So I brought the sandwiches back and asked, can I get my sandwiches made the way they're supposed to be made since I paid for them? She did not state that she was going to make my sandwich the way they're supposed to or nothing. Then she turns around, well, sir, you said this, you said that, I'm not going to make your sandwich. But she never stated that she was going to make my sandwich the way she wanted to.
Okay. Well, I said that we have your call, and as soon as we have an officer, we're going to send them to you, okay? I can update it that you're asking
well,
a response.
Well, now, all I'm saying is, when I called the officer earlier today, not too long ago, got the two sandwiches that I paid for at the Subway restaurant, and the guy came out and he locked the door. So, if I can't get my food that I paid for, and you lost the door, I want my money.
Okay, I'm going to send an officer to you, so we still have your call, okay? I'll update it with this information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Jacksonville 911, Killers.
Hello, how are you doing, fellas? How are you doing, fellas?
Okay, how can I help you?
About 45 minutes right now, waiting on the police officer to come up to Subway restaurant on Atlantic and Bowling. I have a situation where I wanted my sandwich made one way, and they didn't make it. And I brought my sandwich back in to ask them, can they make my sandwich the way I paid for it? And
so we got your call 15 minutes ago, okay? So you're just going to have to be a little patient. We'll get somebody there as quickly as we can.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Bye.
You have a good day.